Prop Q is about clarifying the city's policy on homeless tent encampments. Right now, tents and other makeshift shelters often violate a few rules, like sit-lie or public nuisance ordinances, also rules against blocking the sidewalk. Prop Q would make them specifically illegal. Prop Q would also set out a procedure for taking down tents. The city would have to give residents a day's warning in writing, and it would have to be able to relocate people, so either by providing shelter or offering homeward bound, where the city pays for a bus ticket elsewhere, as long as the participant has someone on the other end willing to take them in. Prop Q was written by Supervisor Mark Farrell, who argues that the city is not being proactive enough about transitioning people off the streets. The measure's backers have spent $270,000 on its campaign. Most of that came from just three venture capitalists. Opposition to Prop Q has come from some community groups, most vocally the Coalition on Homelessness. They say the city doesn't have enough housing or shelter to relocate encampment residents, so crackdowns harass people without productive results. No official money has been raised to defeat Prop Q, but groups have gotten the word out as part of their regular advocacy work. Jeff Kaczynski, the city's new head of housing and homelessness, has expressed frustration that this issue is going to the ballot, saying, "Every election cycle, homeless people are used as red capes. When we politicize the issue, it makes it very hard to solve." So if you think the city should disband tent camps as long as it has housing alternatives and can give a day's notice, vote yes on Prop Q. If you don't think this is the right way to help unhoused San Franciscans, vote no.